Deuteronomy Chapter 14. You are the children of the Lord your God. You shall not cut yourselves, nor make any bald place on your foreheads for the dead. For you are a holy people unto the Lord your God, and the Lord has chosen you to be a peculiar people unto himself, above all the nations that are upon the earth. You shall not eat any abominable thing. These are the animals which you shall eat: the ox, the sheep, and the goat, the hare, and the gazelle, and the roebuck, and the wild goat, and the ibex, and the antelope, and the mountain sheep, and every animal that parts the hoof, and has the hoof split in two, and chews the cud, among the animals, that you shall eat. Nevertheless these you shall not eat: of them that chew the cud, or of them that have cloven hooves, as the camel, and the hare, and the rock badger, for they chew the cud, but divide not the hoof, therefore they are unclean unto you. And the swine, because it divides the hoof, yet chews not the cud, it is unclean unto you. You shall not eat of their flesh, nor touch their dead carcass. These you shall eat of all that are in the waters, all that of fins and scales shall you eat. And whatsoever has not fins and scales you may not eat, it is unclean unto you. Of all clean birds you shall eat. But these are they of which you shall not eat: the eagle, and the vulture, and the osprey, and the buzzard, and the falcon, and the kite after their kinds, and every raven after its kind, and the ostrich, and the nighthawk, and the seagull, and the hawk after their kinds, the little owl, and the great owl, and the water hen, and the pelican, and the carrion vulture, and the cormorant, and the stork, and the heron after its kind, and the hoopoe, and the bat. And every winged insect is unclean unto you, they shall not be eaten. But of all clean fowls you may eat. You shall not eat of anything that dies of itself. You shall give it unto the stranger that is in your gates, that he may eat it, or you may sell it unto a foreigner, for you are a holy people unto the Lord your God. You shall not boil a kid in its mother's milk. You shall truly tithe all the increase of your seed, that the field brings forth year by year. And you shall eat before the Lord your God, in the place which he shall choose to place his name there, the tithe of your grain, of your wine, and of your oil, and the firstlings of your herds and of your flocks, that you may learn to fear the Lord your God always. And if the way is too long for you, so that you are not able to carry it, or if the place is too far from you, which the Lord your God shall choose to set his name there, when the Lord your God has blessed you, then shall you turn it into money, and bind up the money in your hand, and shall go into the place which the Lord your God shall choose. And you shall bestow that money for whatsoever your soul desires: for oxen, or for sheep, or for wine, or for a strong drink, or for whatsoever your soul desires, and you shall eat there before the Lord your God, and you shall rejoice, you, and your household, and the Levite that is within your gates. You shall not forsake him, for he has no partner inheritance with you. At the end of 3 years you shall bring forth all the tithe of your increase the same year, and shall lay it up within your gates. And the Levite, because he has no partner inheritance with you, and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow, who are within your gates, shall come, and shall eat and be satisfied, that the Lord your God may bless you in all the work of your hand which you do.